What's up, Suiters? Welcome back to another edition of Suits Talk, Season 4, Episode 13 edition. I'm your host, Aaron, and as always, I'm joined by Nick. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. You can call me the Swoop, even though the Swoop is in maximum strength right now.
Yeah, I was waiting to get to that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to call you the Swoop until after the usual what's up, buddy.
Okay.
But seriously, guys, that hair is swooping bad right now. I don't know. He got a new haircut, and it's extremely swoopy. But we have a lot to talk about, so we're going to not talk about the Swoop
right now. And just jump right in.
We're going to jump right in.
Ooh, jaunty.
This episode was called Fork in the Road, and I'm going to forego the usual, even though I told you last week that we should never forego the usual. I'm going first, and I'm going to tell you that I'm giving this episode a 9.12 out of 10.
I was going to say 9 out of 10, so I guess we're pretty even on that. I thought it was easily one of the best Season 4 episodes that I've seen.
I agree.
Okay. I have so much stuff I want to talk about, so I don't think there's one specific aspect.
But. All right. Well, let's just jump right in. What did you like about the episode the most?
I loved the parallel story structure.
Like how they ran it with the
present times in the stuff they were dealing with then kind of match up to what's happening in the past.
Yeah.
And that was and even the editing between past and present, it was fluid. It was just really great.
Yeah. I really liked it.
And I love the Mike and Lewis tension. I love seeing some of the nostalgia of it, like seeing Trevor, seeing Mike before he was a lawyer, like seeing his grandmother, Rachel getting hired. So, all around.
I think that what I really liked the most about this episode, and honestly what made me give it such a good grade, is the end, the last 2 minutes. Because it was a good episode before that. But then we watch the Rachel hiring scene, and there's like some upbeat, like jaunty music in the background while that's like as she's getting hired, and she goes out and she's like, yes. And then it goes straight from that into the scene with Harvey, Mike, and Lewis at the car place. I can't remember the name.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous name.
But they're there, and that scene is just so, I mean, oh my gosh. I'm just going to go out on a limb. That's my favorite scene from the season. Yeah. It was just so good. They were so good, and it was like I feel like they could do that scene together as actors 100 times and never do it that good ever again.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so perfect, and they were just so, like, the interaction with each other was just so, like, fluid and real, and it just made me feel so happy as soon as the episode ended. Literally as soon as it faded to the credits, before it even showed us next week's preview, I was like, dude, we got to get to the studio
right now. Open the laptop.
We got to get to the studio right now. I have to podcast about this episode right now because I can't describe how that just made me feel.
I'm going to kind of go off what you said. I don't know if you're saying the same thing, but I really enjoyed it because I had fun watching it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've had fun with Suits since, like, season 3.
The episode ended and I had a smile on my face.
Exactly. And it was funny. So great. It was funny, but it was also dramatic in the right places.
Yeah.
It kind of goes back to what I was saying last week, that Suits kind of need some, like, you know, a more lighthearted feel to it. And it also ate some violence. We also got some of that.
Dude,
followed by some crying, but
I think I just had a revelation.
Oh my gosh.
I think I just realized why this episode was like that.
Because they heard us.
No. Because Lewis came back. Mm-hmm. Lewis was nice again.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, I have some thoughts about Lewis that I'm going to save towards the end that just kind of hit me. But we're just going to try to work through this episode, I guess, scene by scene, or plot line by plot line.
Do you want to go chronologically?
I don't want to do chronologically. Let's just start in the past with Mike real quick, with his old fling.
I feel like this was the most, like, freestanding plot of the episode, like, with Mike and his, what was her name, Elise?
Claire.
Mike and Claire, and the whole thing with Trevor and his grandma. I just feel like that was kind of on an island. Like, it's sort of related to what was going on with the rest of the episode and the general theme of the season right now, but it wasn't really that relative. Like, they could have cut it out and it wouldn't have affected the storyline, but it was still a very interesting plot, well done and all that stuff. So
I like just the parallel between his relationship with Claire and his relationship with Rachel, because it's almost the even how they meet is almost the exact same. And I even like that he dropped the comment that, man, Trevor, I just don't know if I'm ever going to find somebody ever like Claire. And then he eventually finds Rachel. So, and then I like how after that we see her getting hired. So it just kind of pieces it together.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very cleverly shot and put together.
The same sort of like thing, except that when Rachel finds out Mike is a fraud,
she is accepting that. Well, she's not.
Well, no, she's not accepting, but then somehow they end up.
Yeah, that's what I meant, though.
Well, that when she finds out, that was actually the end of season two when they, you know.
I think we know what they did at the end of season two.
Yeah, so, I mean, contrasting women. But I really like to see Trevor come back. I just think.
I just hate Trevor, though, as a character.
Look. Guys, Nick just has something.
Okay, it's not that I hate his character in the show. I just hate his character. I hate Daniel Hardman's character in the show, but I like his character.
He brings up Daniel Hardman because he knows what I was about to say.
I know what you're going to say.
I was about to say that.
It's been 14 episodes. Of course, I know what you're about to say.
Nick hates villains. I don't know what is going on. Do you just want everyone to just, like, hold hands and sing rainbows all day?
No, I'm saying I like just don't villains. Like Trevor.
I loved having Daniel Hardman back in this episode.
Yeah, but I just don't like
it.
Trevor.
I want him to come back. I want Trevor to come back. I want Lewis to turn evil again. And I want them all to become the Sith triumvirate and just, just literally take down Harvey and Jessica and Lewis. I mean, not Lewis. Harvey and Jessica and Mike. I just want to see it happen right now.
Well, I have some thoughts about Lewis we'll save towards the end, but...
Okay, you've said that twice now.
Yeah, because I don't want him to become the Sith triumvirate with Hardman and Trevor somehow.
Okay.
Anyways, just don't really like Trevor. It kind of reminds me how, like, crappy Mike's life was before he worked at Pearson Spector. Or Pearson Hardman, really, is when he started. Just hanging out with Trevor, doing nothing, and get kicked out of law school protecting Trevor. But I like that one of the big themes of this episode in my book was loyalty, and yeah. It was really cool seeing Harvey want to push for his loyalty, and then you see the story about Trevor and Mike and how Mike's loyal to a fault too. He took the blame for, you know, what Trevor did, so he's a loyal friend. It doesn't mean he's, I don't know,
I think you're a lot better at seeing these correlations than me.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah, but I mean, I think it is a reason why they're a really good team.
Yeah.
Because I think they both respect that kind of thing. But anyways, other than that, I mean...
Okay, well...
We can move on.
Okay, if we're going to move on, then I want to talk about a correlation that I have. That I made it... Like, I put a bunch of stars on my notes that...
So it's jaunty.
It's jaunty. But this is something that... it hit me and I was just... I was like, oh my God. I already know exactly... This episode has foreshadowing for the end of the show.
I think I know what you're talking about. Okay. But well, I'll let you do it.
Let me do it.
I'll let you do
it. So there's a scene in the episode where it's in the flashback where Jessica and Hardman are talking to each other in the hallway about Harvey and Lewis. And Jessica is championing Harvey and his style. And Hardman is championing Lewis and his style. And it just kind of hit me that there is, like, when you think about just the type of character they are and their law, their style of law, that there is a serious correlation between Jessica and Harvey and Hardman and Lewis. Like, that's the type of character that they are. Like, Hardman and Lewis are very similar characters. And they practice law in the same way. And Jessica and Harvey are similar characters. And they practice law in the same way. And so the show starts with Pearson Hardman.
It's going to end with Spectre Lit. Okay. That's what I thought you were getting at.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like thought it for a second, but I was like...
Just the way they handled that scene in the hallway. I could just... If I had Aaron Korsh in front of me right now. and we were talking about this and I brought it up, I know there'd be a smile on his face. I know for sure he would be like, he'd grin at me and then he'd say, well, I can't talk about that. Or something like that. That's what he would say, because I know I'm right. I'm 100% sure.
Well, if only we could talk to Aaron Korsh. Hey, if any of you guys know Aaron Korsh personally.
Well, he answers questions on Twitter frequently, but he won't give away the plot.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's just ask him for like a Suits Talk interview, dude.
Yeah?
Hey, so like we have this podcast. I wonder if he'd do it. No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
I mean, it's not like he's like Tom Cruise or anything. He's
showrunner. We're talking about the creator of Suits.
It is Suits. The greatest show of all time. Okay, anyways. So let's stay in the past while we're in the past, I guess. What did you think about the whole little conflict between Lewis and Harvey? I kind of saw it coming from the get-go.
I didn't. I did not see the whole, like, the plot twist with Lewis having been the one that betrayed Harvey. That I was kind of like, that was a little, I mean, it makes sense. I don't know. It's in the whole, I just feel like it didn't really play into, like, what we know about the past of between Harvey and Lewis. Like, just from the way they've talked about their history at the firm together, I just didn't think that there would ever have been a point where Lewis had the upper hand over Harvey. Right. Like, I just didn't think that was something that had ever been a possibility. I guess I didn't think it was outside of the realm of possibility, but I just didn't think it was realistic. So it was kind of weird, like, seeing that where Lewis pretty much beat Harvey. I mean, he cheated, but yeah, it was odd.
I love the interactions before they actually talk to Hardman, where he proposes Pearson Hardman Spectre Lit on the napkin, and kind of the way they talk to each other and stuff. And it's really interesting to see that we always know they have this conflict, but here's where it like really took to where we see it today.
Yeah, but
I mean, they've always been against each other, but I think this really sent them to the point where they don't really like care for each other that much. I think this really pissed off Harvey, this whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, I know they talked about several times that, you know, that they've always been pitted against each other, but I think this really set them apart, and I think it was interesting, if that's the case, to see where it all kind of started, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But I think just on the end of the episode and on my awesome revelation that I just had, I think
jaunty revelation.
They'll grow together once again.
Yeah.
And be a duo.
Well, yeah, okay.
And that plays in with prediction that I made. I don't know if that was last episode or the episode
that before Jessica that, will be gone?
That Jessica will be
gone. It's been a long-standing prediction.
I know.
It's been five podcasts going.
It's been more than that. I predicted it in our first podcast. I predicted that would happen. Our first podcast. Now, think about that. All of my predictions and all of my revelations are going to come together at once. And all of our listeners are going to be like, dude, that guy knows what he's talking about. I mean, they already know that, but they're going to know it for sure one day.
Yeah, until they're like, hey, Aaron Korsh, where do you come up for the ideas with your show? It's like, Suits Talk. Season 3 recap, season 4 discussion. Aaron had really good ideas, so.
Yeah.
I was thinking about something when I was watching this, is that if you were to watch season 4 on, like, Hulu or something, like if you binge watched it, it'd be really weird. It doesn't like flow well, because the first half Mike's not at the firm, and then he comes back like halfway through season 4A, and then Lewis finds out, and then it would just like feel weird.
I just think that they kind of attack these seasons now that they're how they're splitting them up, with like kind of 2/3 of the season in the summer and then the other third in the winter. They kind of attack it with the intent to make it into kind of like a season and then like a mini season.
Oh, really?
And it's been like that for the last, and you didn't know because you binged watched the whole show prior to season 4. But as someone who watched it live on TV, they do this. They've done this every year since season 2. It's like that. It's like where the first part of the season, the larger part of the season kind of has a theme, and then it carries over into the second part of the season, but it's just a little bit slower. You know, it's a little bit smaller. It's not something that's as big. And that's kind of, I mean, this, the main issue that happened in this half of the season is kind of already resolved.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I'm assuming that's why they had to put a flashback episode in here, just kind of as a filler, but it worked out because it was a really good episode.
It was. It's almost like the obligatory Thanksgiving episode for a sitcom or something, where it's like every season that they like have to have one for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Because Suits has one every season.
Well,
so
they always do really well.
And yeah, I know, because they're good. Because they're good. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Continuing on with the past, there's not a lot else I think we can really talk about. I think a lot of the implications of the past are in the present. So, other than that, I thought the transitions were pretty good. And as I said earlier, nostalgia always works for me. So,
yeah.
That's why I liked it.
I think we just about covered it.
We did.
With the past and the flashbacks. Let's talk a little bit about the main, I guess you would call it the main plot of the present.
The car ride. I was expecting more comedy right out the bat. I was expecting like more comedy, but I can see they were just trying to make it like intense kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I was expecting like an awkward car ride with some hilarious scenes.
Yeah.
Which there was one, but I mean, anyways.
Well, what do you think about, okay, I want to know if this is just me or if you felt the same way, but I cannot believe that in a one-on-one, Lewis beat Mike in a fight.
I can believe it.
Really?
Lewis has like that strength that just comes out, and I feel like he's like a, I don't know, I can't believe I'm saying this. He has like that psychopathic strength where it's like calm, nice guy, and then he just like snaps and just like strangles a person, you know? That's pretty much what happened. Like, he just snapped and he started to cry. He was like, oh my god, what did I do? So,
yeah, but
Mike, I wouldn't say it took me by surprise.
Yeah, but Mike just has to watch like one episode of Jackie Chan and he is a karate master, so.
Yeah, well, I think the worst part is that he was choking him and then he started to cry.
Lewis. I don't really know what was going on with that. Yeah. That was a little weird. I just feel like the whole thing was resolved a little bit too fast. It was like, they just like, Lewis just hates Mike and you're not really an orphan. You're lying about your parents being dead. And then two commercials later, you weren't a fraud. You just didn't go to law school.
It's like, no, he hacked into the bar. He's a fraud.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something real quick that I got this feeling, jaunty. It's pretty jaunty.
I think that is just going to be the theme of this episode.
Jaunty. That scene you were talking about that like overwhelmed you with emotion with Lewis and Harvey talking and Mike. What about the ultimate trio? Imagine you have all three of them fighting on the same side. Do you know how incredible that'd be to see like three different types of godly lawyers fighting on the same side of the battle? You got Harvey, you got Lewis, and you got Mike. Between Harvey's ruthless attitude, Lewis's pure ability to just be a rat and to like scheme and stuff, and Mike's photographic memory, it's like the ultimate trio. So I just started to think, like, wonder if something's in store for those three. Just
something like what?
I'm not saying like partnership, but okay. I'm just saying, saying like a case comes along that's so big that they just kind of have to band together, all of them. And maybe that's how they just finally like work together. And then Harvey and Lewis can resolve their thing. Mike and Lewis can resolve their thing.
Or they can all team up to take down Jessica.
Ooh.
And my prediction comes true.
I got this picture in my head too as the credits rolled real quick. This is like far ahead. At the end of the show, I just got this mental image of Lewis Litt in court, like defending Mike, like crying for some reason.
Like
defending him, like, don't put him in jail, like, please.
Because of...
Because that he, like, respects him and stuff.
Because of his secret.
Yeah. Hmm. I got this, like, image, like, of him just being, like, overcome and just crying. And I don't know why.
Luke is crying.
Hmm. And I got, like, feels thinking about that. But that's, like, way in the future, hopefully. Unless the show gets, like, canceled. Canned next season.
Okay. Okay, well, we moved pretty fast through our topics, but it's time that we get to the one and only, well, we had more, but they died off because they couldn't handle the awesomeness of this segment. It's called Aaron's Lightning Round. For all the new listeners, Aaron's Lightning Round is easy, but I'm going to tell you exactly how it works. I'm going to rattle off some topics, some phrases, some things related to the episode, and Nick is going to reply with the first thing that pops into his head about the episode relative to what I say. So, if there is anything that I don't cover, which almost never happens, Nick will have some questions for me as well, but I think I'm going to cover them all. This time.
I don't think you can claim that because I had two really good lightning rounds the last two podcasts.
Okay, well, it's my segment, so.
I see.
All right, are you ready for the lightning round?
Let's do it.
Okay, I've got some, these are kind of more lighthearted than usual.
Okay.
They're not as serious. Okay, so, first lightning round question. The Book of Donna.
I just love her. And I know that you don't think she's that attractive, but she's just, there's just something about her confidence and the way she carries herself that's really attractive. The first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one. Mike can't drive.
At first I thought he was just joking, but when he kind of told the little sad story about his mom and dad being killed, I was like, I still think you're joking, but okay.
I see. Number three, what is Spencer doing in this law firm when she should be figuring out who A is?
I'm glad you admit you're a Pretty Little Liars fan, but you got caught. You're done. This is
answer
on the cast.
Question.
Well, first of all,
this was actually a user, a fan submitted question. But
okay.
Go ahead.
First of all, there's way too many A's now. So, and also on a side note, I also want to say, I feel a little bit guilty watching the show, thinking she's attractive, even though she's older than me probably, because she's supposed to be like 16 or 17. But she looks way more attractive in this episode when she actually can dress her age and not like someone in high school.
Okay. I don't like to bog down our listeners with jive about attractiveness of TV characters just because we don't target a specific demographic, as I'm sure you know. We just target Suits fans. So it could get kind of weird if, you know, we're talking about, oh man, this woman character is so attractive, and there's women who are listening who are like, I don't really want to hear about how hot X character is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you like to break the rules, so I'm just going to roll on with your rule breaking.
Okay. Well, hey, I got a little interesting lightning round question for you then.
Who said I was done?
I say you're done because it's my segment.
Whoa. No.
It's my segment.
Okay. You know what? While we're talking about this, before you have your segment, I think that maybe we need to change the name of lightning round.
What? To Nick's lightning round.
Definitely not to that.
Or to Nick and Aaron's lightning round.
Definitely not. And if it was going to be that, it would be Aaron and Nick's lightning
round. Okay, what about our lightning round? Okay.
It's not lightning enough.
I'm so done with these sound drops by now. I'm done. I'm not doing any more sound drops.
We've been doing lightning round for now for like 8 minutes.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I think you just found the answer. It's just lightning round.
No, that's not the answer because we are not lightning enough for this to be lightning round. We have to change the name. We've
probably dropped more sound drops this last 30 seconds than we have in the whole history of the show.
That's good. Okay. Fans, followers, lovers of Suits Talk, tweet us and tell us what we should call the segment. Since it probably shouldn't be called Lightning Round because...
We ramble. We're ramblers.
We ramble. That's all we really do. We just turn on the microphones and ramble.
Yeah.
But anyways, go ahead with your questions for Aaron's Lightning Round.
Okay.
Which is still the name of the segment until you guys come up with a new one.
Okay.
Proceed.
I'm going to take what you just said and flip it on the line. Who's more attractive, Aaron? Mike or Harvey? If you had to pick,
who is more handsome, Aaron?
Who would you pick?
So you're saying, who's the more handsome quarterback? I think that this question is not an opinion question. And I think that there is a very obvious answer. And it's Harvey.
Okay, I would say Harvey too. And we're probably wrong? I don't know.
I don't think so. Harvey, I mean, if you go on Twitter right now, there is like... Gabriel mocked fans on Twitter. I don't think there's that many
Patrick J. Adams fans.
Yeah, I mean, I like Patrick J. Adams, but he's just kind of
young.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
Yeah, I think this conversation's gone on like a little too long.
Yeah,
this has gone on a little too long.
This is a little weird. I'm getting kind of warm under the collar right now.
Okay, anyways,
you have more lightning round questions.
I got one more. Okay, ready? The ever so pertinent question. That is always on Aaron Moncrief's mind. Every day. Every time he watches Suits.
Dude.
Is this the last time we see Daniel Hardman? Or do you and your unrelenting need to have him on the show, is he going to be back in like some weird way?
I'm very surprised that you asked me this for two reasons. Well, sort of. I was actually going to ask you in my next lightning round question before you cut me off if Daniel Hardman was going to be back. So it's a little weird. I don't know if you read my mind or you just stole it off my notes. I don't know what's going on here. But I think there's some kind of scam going on where Nick actually doesn't have any lightning round questions and he's just stealing them from me. But
if your answer to that is that I psychically stole your questions or I hacked into your iPhone to read your notes, then I would say you're wrong. I just have as good of questions as you do, obviously.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I think we will see Hardman again. Yes.
Okay.
For sure. Guaranteed. How about we come up with a new segment?
Okay.
I thought you would groan whenever I said that. We come up with a new segment.
There, are you happy?
Yeah.
Aaron has crappy segments.
No, I mean, I have the best segments, but we should call it our... We'll call it the Chipotle Proposition Series. And what we'll do is we will make... And it will have to be stuff that has, like, a definite answer. Like... something that will definitely happen. Like, will this coin land on heads or tails? I would proposition that the coin will definitely land on heads, and you would say, well, it will definitely land on tails, and the winner has to buy the other person Chipotle once.
Will Jessica leave at the end of season 4? That would be your proposition, and I'd say no, and then if I'm right, then
I owe you Chipotle. Then
you owe me one burrito bowl from Chipotle.
Yes.
Okay. Shout out to Chipotle, by the way.
I know, man. We just love Chipotle. I wish Chipotle loved us.
Our officially unofficial sponsor.
Our officially unofficial, doesn't give us anything except wonderful food sponsor, Chipotle.
Anyways, okay, I'm okay with that.
Let's do the first one right now, even though we just talked about it.
Okay.
Will Daniel Hardman be back within, it's hard to set a time frame. We can't say forever because then I'll owe you a Chipotle bowl in 8 years.
That would be so funny. I'm like, hey man, on February the 11th of 2015, you made a bet with me.
Let's say between now and the end of the first half of season 5. How does that sound? Because there's only 3 episodes left in season 4, so I can't make that bet.
I'm going to say...
That gives
when's the last time we've seen Daniel Hardman?
Before season 4.
Yeah.
that means it's been more than 13 episodes. It will be between now and the end of season 5 is 13 episodes.
Hmm.
Or not the end of season 5, but assuming they do it the same way they did this season.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say...
You're going to take it?
I'm going to take it just because it's only like $8, so it's fine. Okay.
All right. Well, it's actually $9.01 because I get chips. Sorry.
We didn't agree with chips. We said a burrito bowl.
You're getting me with chips, dude.
Okay, well, when I get mine, I want a large drink with it.
Dude, that's way more than $9.01.
No, it's actually like $9.56 or something. Whatever. Anyways, that's... Whatever, dude. That's...
Okay, that's the... This is the officially unofficial Chipotle proposition segment, and we have just made our first one. And every time we disagree on something that has a definitive yes or no, we will make more Chipotle propositions. I'm excited.
I'm going to start to make so many propositions that you're just going to have to buy a catering tray. You're going to be like, here you go, Nick.
Maybe. I'm so excited every time we get new segments. I sure do love segments, and I love it when we get sound drops. Nudge, nudge.
Okay, I'll try to find one for Chipotle, but...
Yeah, I bet. Okay, so we're done with Lightning Round, which means we're done with the episode.
Which means we're done with Chipotle Proposition segment.
We're done with Chipotle Propositions. So, let's get into the end of episode banter, because I've got quite a lot. Since we're talking about your producing skills and sound drops, we have to make a major apology for last week's episode, because...
Not on my behalf, right off the bat.
That's questionable.
Okay, I'll explain, because, you know, I'm the producer, and I actually handle the account. I handle the editing, I handle the recording. You pay for the hosting, so props to Aaron, our nice, generous host.
I'm the host, and I pay for it, so let's make sure that we
have... So I uploaded it to our server, and I was super bogged down with schoolwork, so I didn't check if it was uploaded to iTunes, and... I come home.
So, essentially, you're telling...
And Aaron texts me the weekend. He's like, yo, where's our podcast? I'm like, oh, it's up. He's like, no, it's not. So, I go into our server thing, and I check, and the file's been corrupted. So, that's why it wasn't re-uploaded until Monday. Something happened along the way that corrupted the file. It was all broken and slowed my computer down like 50 times trying to edit it. So, we apologize. It won't happen again.
Let's
knock
be
on
clear.
Wood.
Let's knock be clear. Yeah, knock on wood. Let's be clear here. Two clarifications. The first one is that Nick apologizes because this was not my fault.
Well, a good host would take, you know, a control of this show.
So. Okay, the good host texted you last week and over the weekend asking you where the podcast was.
Yeah.
A good producer would have just made sure it was up and functional.
Well, if this good host starts paying me, like...
Oh,
at least minimum wage.
Oh my God, I don't even want to hear it. You've gone from co-host to junior host to assistant host. Now I think you're just going to be
assistant,
an associate.
Associate. Look, I just want to say off the bat that I knew it was bad because my grandmother listens to this podcast.
Shout out.
Shout out to my nanny. Best woman on the planet. Listen to this. She calls me and is wondering where the podcast is, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've let my grandmother down. And then Aaron's over here just rubbing it in my face. He's like, dude, your grandma had to call and ask where your podcast was, dude. Do a better job.
That's true. Come on, guys.
If that
doesn't, are you guys hearing this right now?
If that doesn't make somebody feel bad, I don't know what will.
Good. I hope you feel bad.
Thank you, Aaron.
I hope this happens again.
No, it won't. This will be up tomorrow, so...
Do you want to make a Chipotle proposition on that?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm not taking that bet.
All right. So, I think we covered everything. We had a good episode. I was really happy with it. I think you were happy with it. I'm really happy right now. And we came up with a new segment.
On the spot?
On the spot!
That was...
Quality hosting.
That was, I'd say it was pretty good hosting, but I don't want to inflate your head more, so.
Okay. Well. I quit. Bye, guys. We'll see. I'm just kidding. This is obligatory. I know I do it every week, but we want you guys to give us feedback. As much feedback as you can. Leave us ratings on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. And if you give us less than 5 stars, leave a comment and tell us why you're wrong.
And also, if you leave less than 5 stars, just go ahead and unsubscribe because we deliver high quality content.
We deliver high quality content. You're going way too far with that. Obviously, I was just joking. No. Anyways, tweet us, send us a Facebook message, email us. I'll give out Nick's phone number. You can just call him and tell him how you feel about this.
At that rate, we can just pass out my social security number too.
Message me on Twitter. I will send it to you. we try to follow all Suits fans back on Twitter. So if you follow us, we'll follow you back. You can send us a DM, whatever. We've had some good feedback from some fans. Thank you so much to you guys. We appreciate it. We just want to get better at podcasting, and the best way to do that, like, we can only listen to ourselves so many times. The best way to do that is to get feedback from you, the listener. If you listened to this podcast and you thought, oh my gosh, Aaron, you need a new co-host, Nick sucks, then tell us that so we can figure out what we want to do. Well,
except there's no solution, so have fun with that.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, just kidding. Just tell us what we need to do better or what we do good so we can do it more. And we will do it. Because we want your feedback.
And also, if you're one of those people that's like, well, I don't have a Twitter. Well, first of all, get one. It's probably the best social media.
No, there's no probably. It's the best social media.
If you think Facebook's good, you haven't even got Twitter yet. So it's great. If you're a Suits fan, if you're a fan of sports, TV, there's on like fan sites there for you to interact with. Follow us, tweet us, talk to us, review us, whatever you want to do.
I mean, shout out to all of the Suits community fans on Twitter. It is insane. There's so much support for this show on Twitter. So many fan groups.
Hashtags.
Hashtags. It's ridiculous. If you're a Suits fan and you're not on Twitter, you need to be on Twitter because it is popping.
Yeah. I think popping's actually in the... It's actually an understatement. It's trending like nationally sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is. Anyways, but you can find us as usual on Twitter at Suits Podcast. You can search Suits Talk on Facebook. Our email is suitspodcast@gmail.com. My personal Twitter, if you want to tweet me or follow me, even though I just retweet a bunch of stuff and don't have any original opinions on my show, on my own. It's at Nick Lehman, 1992. And Aaron's is a fat something. fat Greek something.
Mine is at a fat Greek cat.
Yeah, a fat Greek cat. My bad.
Your bad. All right, guys. We have rambled a lot. I think we do this too much.
Yeah, we've gone on for too long. Like, we've got too many, stray things we just kind of went on about.
I think we had about 20-25 minutes of actual show content, and then we just rambled for who God knows how long. I apologize, guys. But you know what? I think it's time to close it out.
It is. First, let's do like a little discussion. Top 10 greatest TV... I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Where are you going with this, buddy? All right, guys.
No more time to ramble.
Suitors, thank you so much for listening. I've been your glorious host, Aaron, and as always, I was joined by my associate, Nick. We will be back next week for Season 4, Episode 14. You guys have a good night. Dude, I'm just a little curious. Did you really get that haircut with an attempt to model Brad Pitt in out from Fury?
I'm going to go, since it's on the record, this is on the internet, I'm going to say no.
Is that a lie?
No.
He just nodded his head as he said no.